Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name, oh God. Bless your holy name, oh God. Bless your holy name, oh God. Your holy name, oh God. Bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, oh God. Bless your holy name, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your holy name, oh God. There is none like you, O God. There is none like you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's take a moment. Let's just worship God. Let's just worship Him right now. He is moving right now. Let's just worship Him. Let's just worship Him. Everything is in chaos right now, but we have the hope in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we just lift you up right now, oh God, because there is no one like you, oh God. There is no one more deserving of our praise, oh God. Hallelujah, there is no one, oh God. Hallelujah, that cares so much about us, oh God. Hallelujah, there is no one, oh God, that would send their only begotten Son, oh God. Hallelujah, for our salvation, oh God, for our sicknesses, for our ailments, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 There is none like you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 We just magnify your name, oh God. We just magnify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like you, oh God. You have the final say, oh God. Hallelujah. You are our refuge and our strength, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. You lead us by still waters, oh God. You give us peace amongst the turmoil, oh God. Hallelujah. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your holy name, oh God. Bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We magnify you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Magnify your name, O God. Magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. You alone are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. 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 There is none like you, O God. There is none like you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Magnify you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 We just worship you right now, O God. We just worship you right now, O God. Hallelujah, because there is no place better than in your presence, O God. There is no place better than at your feet, O God. There is no place better, O God, than resting in your arms, O God, in the place, O God, where we are made whole, O God. Hallelujah, where we find out everything that we need to know about ourselves, O God, where we hear it straight from your mouth, O God, the great creator, O God, the great author and finisher, O God. Hallelujah. No place we'd rather be, O God, in your presence, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify you right now, O God. We magnify you right now, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, as I bring forth your word, O God, I pray, O God, that you would use me, O God, that you would put your words in my mouth, O God. Hallelujah, that I would just be your vessel, O God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, the Spirit is moving, so I'm not going to interrupt. The Spirit is moving, so I'm not going to interrupt. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy, O God. You're worthy, O God. You're worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Move in this place right now, Holy Spirit. Fall fresh in this place right now, O God. Hallelujah. Have your way, O God. Have your way, O God. Hallelujah. Deliverance right now, O God. Deliverance right now, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chains broken right now in the name of Jesus. Chains broken right now. Hallelujah. Addictions broken right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Sickness and disease broken right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hell and death and sickness have no hold in the presence of God. Hallelujah. 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 This is what he wants us to realize. This is what he wants us to grab hold of. Hallelujah. While the world is being chaotic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While everybody is running around like chickens with their head cut off. This is what God wants us to realize. This is what we have. This is what we have to be a light, and this is what it's all about in shining our light. The peace that passes all understanding. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is where we find our freedom. No matter what the governor wants to say, no matter what what doctors want to say, whose report are we going to believe? This is what it means to be a believer. This is what it means to stand on God's word. Hallelujah. This is where we come together, where we get in unity, where God's power, where the blood of Jesus gets manifested. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because after all, isn't this what we put our faith in? Isn't this what we put our hope in? Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what we long for. But we have to grab hold of it 110%. Percent of everything that we have been taught, we have to throw it out of the window. Because at the end of the day, we have to stand on God's word. And in his presence is where we find what we are looking for. The stuff that we don't always talk about. We always talk about living right. We always talk about this. We always talk about that. But what happens when we get to that point where we are living right? Where we are doing what we're supposed to do? What's next? What's next? And this is what I've been asking God. Because I want to start seeing God move like he has never moved before. I want to see him. I want to see people start getting up out of their wheelchairs. I want to see people heal the sicknesses. And I've been praying, God, what's it going to take? And it's going past 90% of what we've been taught. Not so much forgetting it, but moving on to that next level. Becoming a grown-up in the faith, if you will. Hallelujah. Because we don't like to talk about blessings in the church. We get some sort of stipulation when we start talking about money, when we start talking about blessing, when we start talking about actually taking territory for the kingdom of God. We don't want to talk about Christians being business owners. We don't want to talk about the ideas that we have built up inside of us. We have a lot of young people in the congregation right now. And growing up, I wish somebody would have told me what it meant to be a businessman for Christ. Standing up for what we believe in, despite what everybody else says that we are going to be, and actually loving people. And actually loving people. Because we get so caught up in the do's and the don'ts and the this and the that. We as believers have to remember the world is not held to our standards. We cannot be passing judgment on the things that they choose to do outside of the guise of Christ. They are not held responsible for what you and I that have come to the light. All we can do is shed the light and love them and accept them for who they are. If they are hurting, ask them, can you pray for you? Pray for them. And if they don't want you to pray for them then and there, take their name and number and go pray for them in your closet. But it's time that we as Christians stood up and started standing on the authority and on the word of God, that on everything that he has said. Something that has been plaguing my spirit, because we don't see God moving like he once did. And I begin to ask myself, God, what happened? Where did we miss it? Where did we go wrong? And the one thing that I keep hearing is God's timing, God's timing, God's timing, God's timing, God's timing. Have we ever thought to think that maybe God is waiting on us to move? Maybe God is waiting for us to rise up. Because in order for us to, in the disciples, he gave them authority and sent them on their way. He sent them on their way, and that was that. They had to go out and do for themselves. He gave them specific instructions based on their calling, based on where he had, based on where their growth was. And he sent them out into all the world to preach the gospel, to baptize in the name of the Father. And he said, these signs shall follow. You will heal the sick. You will cast out devils. But why are we not seeing that today? What are we missing? We stand on God's promises. We do this, we do that. What are we missing? And I started reading, my fallback book is Proverbs. Proverbs. Because Proverbs is real life application without all the traditional mumbo jumbo that the church is, you know, the lingo that gets thrown in. It talks about finding God, but it also talks about being diligent in what we are supposed to do on this earth. And as I was reading that and praying about it, okay, God, what's next? What's next? What are we looking for? He took me to the parable of the talents. And for those that don't know, I'm just going to read through it very shortly. Matthew 24, verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey. And this, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. And it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another he gave 2 talents, to another he gave 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gave 5 more talents. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of the servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. This master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you had not sown, gathering where you had not scattered seed. So I was afraid, went out, and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. And I won't go any further. But I want to analyze this passage of scripture. Because like I said, a lot of times, we're waiting on God. We're waiting on God. We're waiting on God. God has called us to great things, but we're waiting on God. We're supposed to, once we get saved and we start learning the intricacies of what it means to be a Christian, we need to start escalating ourselves. Are we seeing growth in our life, or are we continually stuck at the same perpetual cycles that we've been in since the day that we accepted Christ? Have we seen any growth? Have we seen the promises of God come to pass? Let's take a look. He called to his servants and entrusted his property to them. Well, he was going on a journey. Jesus already went on his journey. We're waiting for his return. But he entrusted his property with us. What is property? Kingdom property. When we look at it from a kingdom perspective, kingdom property, the souls of men, and then everything else that God has put inside of us, our gifts, our talents, our callings, everything that he has put inside of us, he has entrusted to us. He has given us responsibility to do something with it. And as it started to unravel, I started to notice this is a wake-up call. Because we want to see the promises fulfilled. But why are the promises not being fulfilled? Is it because we're waiting on God's timing? Or is God waiting on us? I always say, when you know who you are, you don't have to ask for permission. God has already given us permission to walk this life according to the kingdom of heaven, bringing heaven on earth. He needs willing vessels. But if we are not willing and obedient, heaven will never come down to earth. Because if we're not using what God put inside of us, whether that is our businesses, whether that is being a light to our neighbors, whether that is being a light on our jobs, but being the best that we can be, making the most of every opportunity, because again, we don't know when he's coming back. And we have to be diligent. And I know part of that other stipulation is a lot of people get scared of success, of reward. Because when you look at it from a Christian standpoint, a lot of times it's quote unquote bad to have money, to be a well-off Christian. But we have to understand it's already God's anyway. He said the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Proverbs, in and out of every scripture, talks about the diligent will receive prosperity. What is wrong with being diligent in the things that God has called us to do? With standing up for what God has called us to do? We can't be scared of the reward when he promised it to us from the get-go. And from the time of Adam, he gave us the commandment to be fruitful and multiply. Being fruitful and multiplying doesn't just go to having kids. The body of Christ requires money to expand, to spread the gospel. You know, our gifts are what open up those doors for God to allow those rewards to come into place. As long as we are doing them according to kingdom ways, kingdom principles, being entrusted with kingdom goods. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what's stopping us? Hallelujah. God has already given us the authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our Hallelujah. Prayer is that God is
Thank
already
you,
speaking a dynamic
Thank
word
you, Jesus.
To
Hallelujah.
You personally. But
He's
don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God's
Hallelujah.
Doing. Give us a call or text us.
We no longer have to ask for permission.
686-8197.
Because we live according to His word.
God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreation.
God is waiting on us
on
to move forward.
WA. Now, let's tune in.
Because we can only pray so much. We can only believe so much until we start walking it out. But until we start taking those steps, until we start being faithful with what He's giving us, because again, the man who had received 5 talents went at once, hastily, didn't wait. He had received his permission. He already knew what to expect from his master. We already know what God expects from us. We can't sit around and wait on his timing when he has already given us the time to do it. He said, you have until I return. You have until I return. I'm gonna use my wife as an example. Because I love her to death. But she's been talking about her acting career since the day we got together, 13 years ago. And I would push her because she kept saying she wants to do it, she wants to do it. But then she would complain about not getting gigs, not getting auditions. And so finally, after putting work in on myself, and I saw how God opened up the doors when I got to shop the first time, Took me 3 years of moseying around, looking at empty shops, doing my due diligence, because I felt that that's where God had put me. I couldn't wait on God's timing, because his timing may be 6 months down the road. But if we're not doing what we're supposed to do and being diligent to those six to down that road, we're going to miss the opportunity once we hit that six month mark. Well, once I started to understand that we had to be diligent and we had to move in order for God to open up doors, my wife and I were having this conversation, and I told her, I said, you've been talking about a YouTube channel, you've been talking about your Instagram, put it to work. Put it to work. See what happens. Well, lo and behold, one audition, two auditions, three auditions, she lands a gig, another audition, another audition. And all the while, her agent was watching her on her YouTube channel, watching her on her on her Instagram feed, waiting for her to step out and start showing that she's serious about this. And I feel in my spirit that's what God is saying right now. Because growing up in the church, I've seen a lot of people say, God said I'm called to do this, God said I'm called to do that. And now they're long and gone, and none of that ever came to fruition. And we got to ask ourselves, why? Is it because God? God is not a man that he should lie. If God is not a man that he should lie, and his promises are yes and amen, his plans are a hope and a future, that lies on us. That lies on us. Society is so caught up in the I want it now, I don't want to work for it. And sometimes that's how I feel the church has got that bug. The waiting on God's time, waiting on God's time, waiting on God's time. God's time started when Jesus went back to heaven, when he gave us the authority and the power to take back this world for him. But do we know who we are in Christ? 110%. Some of us don't know exactly what it is that we're supposed to do. Sometimes just being the best you where you're at is all God is looking for. Because we never know who's watching. God is the one that causes man to give under our bosom, give unto us. God uses people. Proverbs 22:29. A man with good talents will stand before kings. We have to use what's inside of us and not be scared of what people are thinking, but actually taking a step of faith and stepping out in the waters and taking a jump out of the boat like Peter did. God wants to do so much. We say we are willing, but are we really willing? Actions speak louder than words. You know, I can't sit up here and preach this and not have it relevant to my life either. But I can look back and see where the minute that I started being obedient to God and moving in my calling, I can start to see where God started to open up the doors. But the minute that I got complacent, the minute that I stopped, was when everything would fall apart. Everything would fall apart. There's a reason God worked 6 days and rested on the seventh. Because he knew the amount of hustle that would take to get to the top, to be the best, to be victorious, to be an overcomer, to walk in his image and in his likeness. We as believers have to break out of that normal cycle. We have to break out of that normal cycle. I pray daily that God would turn this place upside down and get us back to the way, get us to the place where we know we can be. Get this place on fire. Had this conversation with mom and dad last week. They're tired of the same old, same old. They're tired of the same old, same old. We're expecting God to do this and that, but we're not moving. God's half a block up, waiting for us to catch up. But the thing is when we get it, the younger generation will catch it. And when the younger generation catches it, it's game over. Because the possibilities are limitless. According to God's word, if this is what we truly believe. But we have to get it now, before it's too late. Before it's too late. And the other thing he told me while we were during praise and worship was, in conjunction with not fearing the reward, is knowing that when attention is drugged to you and you are getting the attention, whether or not you want it or seek after it, people bring money. We as a church should not shy away from it. We do not chase the money. We do not chase the money because that means we love it. But when we embrace it, we use it for the kingdom of God. But these are just some of the stipulations, the traditions that we've been taught that we have to break before it's too late. Before it's too late. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, I just worship you right now, oh God. And I just pray, oh God, that your word went forth through my mouth, oh God. And that you would, oh God, continue to work out in me the same very words, oh God, that I'm bringing forth to your people. And I pray, oh God, that by your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we would catch a hold of everything that you have placed inside of us, oh God. That we would run, oh God, and not look back. Meeting you along the way, oh God. Because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And you have given us the authority. You have given us the power, the dominion, oh God, over this world, over what is rightfully yours in the first place, because you created it. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.